All right, we're going to do a fast-forward preview of all the demos that are going to be going on out in the hall. I think the last couple years we had the demos off in a separate room, and just to make them a little bit more in your face and harder to miss, we're just going to put them right out here in the hall. And I believe we have seven people doing demos, and so we've got one little PowerPoint that they're all going to share, so when they see their name pop up, they're just supposed to come up here, and they've just got up to 2 minutes or so to tell us what they've got and why it's cool and why you ought to come take a look. So we will just head right into it then. Let's start with Bradley Meckham.
All right. One-stop genealogy, or OSG, is the beginnings of an attempt to create a software service that's truly a one-stop application. Ideally, users will not only be able to see their whole pedigree and modify the relationships and things like that, but also be able to incorporate the pictures and the videos, notes, journals, and so forth with their tree. In theory, they would never have to leave OSG for any other application to do family history. In the past, many developers have produced family history applications that allow for media, but they also handle media in their own unique way. Some of them use special encoding, some of them just have their own little application. We thought that wasn't ideal. Our demonstration is a simple family history program that allows users to manage media more effectively. We show how to eliminate the problems of file support and encoding and usability. Assume that the user's default picture viewer is Windows Picture and Fax Viewer, for example. If they choose to click on a picture, then it opens up Windows Picture and Fax Viewer. If they want to, they have a video or they have a journal or something like that, with each of those, it just runs the default application for the file. The algorithm that we've implemented is really, really simple and easy to understand. It's worth your time. I encourage you to come and look at our demo.
So hopefully this isn't too much of an eye chart. What we've done is we've started digitizing. Okay, we haven't started. We've been doing this a long time. We've been digitizing film, and we've been indexing. And what we've done is created an application that allows you now to search through those indexes and to browse those images. So the search I put in was for George Johnson. I come back, and I have several ways to filter and look at that. And then I have the ability to drill down and see the image related with that, as well as the details from the index that was extracted. So you can also look at collections. Some of them are not yet indexed. There's guidance on how to use those collections. And if you come check out the demo, you can give us some feedback, and there's a possibility you could help participate in some of the testing as well. So please come by and take a look at it.
Hi, I'm Dan Lawyer, and believe it or not, I do work for the church. I just decided to take advantage of an opportunity not to wear a tie today, so I'm calmed down a little bit. And I was talking to my cohorts over here, and I said, didn't you guys get the memo? You didn't have to dress up. Or maybe I didn't get the memo, I'm not sure. But the Family Search Labs, I think many of you have. How many of you, just raise your hand if you've seen Family Search Labs. So about half of the audience looks like they've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you need to, so you should come to our demo. If you have seen it, you need to come tell me what you think, so you need to come see our demo. We're going to be showing two things today. The first thing we'll be showing is our pedigree viewer, which has been up on the lab site for a few months now. The pedigree viewer, formally called the pedigree viewer, informally called the super duper zim zam zoom pedigree viewer, is worth taking a look at. It's designed to try and help you be able to see your whole pedigree at the same time, to be able to navigate it, keep in context, and improve upon some things that have really been lacking in the world of putting your pedigree into a computer, as far as your ability to navigate it and stay in context. The second thing that we'll be showing, which has probably never been seen by anybody here before, except for maybe two or three of us, is something that we're calling a life browser. We haven't put it up for others to be able to really get at on the Family Search Lab site, but within probably the next week it will start to show up there and you'll be able to see it. The Life browser is designed to try and take all the rich context about people, less focused on the genealogical details, more focused on the rich media, on the artifacts, the records, the stories, the information about people's lives, and tries to answer the question of what happens when you're in that pedigree viewer and then you want to drill down and really learn about somebody. And so over time, those two applications will link together, but for now, they're separate applications. So we'll be showing both of those up here in the back.
I'm Janet Havorka, and I'm with Generation Maps. We are, I don't know if this is going to be popular here in this meeting, but we are all about getting it off the computer and out where you can see it. We do big working charts, which are expansive things you'd put up at a family reunion. We are a printing service, and so you just send us your file. It's really easy. We do big working charts where it's expansive and inexpensive. We do decorative charts where we can pretty much come up with about anything you want to do, and we preview it for you online and work with you until it's exactly what you want. Two reasons. One is when you get it off the computer and out in front of other people, that's a great way to turn hearts, and it's a great way to explain to other people who haven't been involved in the research the way the research looks. That's well done with a chart. The other reason we have kind of been surprised to learn is that, we shouldn't be surprised to learn, is that the spirit of Elijah can permeate more. The more that it's in front of you, the more that your family history is out where you can see it all the time, the more the spirit of Elijah can permeate your surroundings in your life. And so that's what we're all about. And we'd encourage you to come and see what we're doing up there.
I'm Tim Cross. I'm a product manager on the New Family Search. Who's heard of the New Family Search? We're currently in Beta 2 testing. Who's currently testing in Beta 2 for us? Okay, good. I'm going to be showing that. So if you have questions about your testing, feel free to stop by and have a look. If you are not a part of the Beta 2 testing, feel free to come by, and we'll bring up what the system has for you and show you a couple of the features about that. We've taken information from different sources, from Ancestral File, Pedigree Resource File, the IGI, and we've loaded that in. And if you haven't been onto the system before, we'll be able to log in and show you what there is. I'll also be showing a couple different features about the system and be soliciting questions. If you want to see something, I should be able to show that to you. So stop by we'll show you the demo of the New Family Search.
Good morning. My name is Hilton Campbell. I'm a master's student in computer science here at BYU, and I've been working on my thesis project, which is the distributed family tree. Our goal is to help connect all of the disparate isolated genealogy databases that are out there on the internet by creating links between them. And an early part of this project is what we call Genesis. It's a research assistant program. And what it's trying to do is bring in data from several genealogical sources on the internet, put it into a form that we can work with it, and then link things together, use expert systems and things like that to operate on this data, and then put it back out on the internet in a linked format so that it'll be useful for other researchers as well in the future. And what's really neat is we've already got an early version of Genesis working, and it's able to access over 1,600 privately owned and operated genealogy websites running the PHP JetView software, which you saw earlier today. And we'd like to demo that for you today, and so feel free to stop on by, and we have handouts for you to take with you. Thanks.
And there it is.
My name's Steve Robison. I'm an avid genealogist. About a year ago, I realized that there's there wasn't a way to add biographies for normal folks at Wikipedia. And through a combination of events, I put together a little website utilizing MediaWiki technology on top of a SQL Plus database to publish biographies. And I opened that website about a month ago. And please come by and see what's available and how to use it, and log on when you get home.
We'd like to thank all of those, the demos. I hope there's at least one that each of you are excited about and will like to go look at. We'll have those primarily available during the next break. The next break goes to about 10:50, but there should be many of them available during lunch as well. Like to make a little announcement. We're going to try and do something a little different during this workshop than we've done in the past, and that's do a birds of a feather activity during the day. Out here by the registration desk is a whiteboard. We're going to have listed on that whiteboard several areas of interest that you might be interested in. We would like you to go there and sign your name there under an area that you're interested in. During lunch, we'll have you sitting at different tables with that particular topic of interest. And then we're going to ask you during lunch and then later in the day to discuss problems and possible solutions to those issues in that area. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a report from each of those groups. So the first step is to register your interest on that whiteboard. If you are not interesting, or something like that, then we would like to have you, well, we'll just randomly assign you if you're not interesting at all. But find something you're passionate about and sign up for that. At this time, we'll have our break. There's some refreshments in the next room. Also, we will have the demos out here in the hall. Thank you. Thank you.
just not good. So how do we do this? See. Yeah, that's better. Let's see. Take that off. That. And do this. Okay. Yeah, good.